This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Dairy Radio Now on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. And today we focus on RF-DASH. That stands for Rural Firefighter Delivering Agricultural Safety and Health. And joining us here to tell us about it from the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin, is Casper Bendixson. Thanks for joining us, Casper. How did the rural firefighting program come to be?
Right. So the common problem is that American farms are still one of the most dangerous work sites in the country. If you work on a farm, you're 7 to 8 times more likely to die on the job than most other jobs. And we have a lot of knowledge out there on how to prevent these injuries and fatalities from happening. The trouble is we have to implement them somehow, some way. And so this project is really born out of the idea of like, well, let's talk to the folks that farmers, owner-operators trust. And we started kind of with a large group of possible people, including bankers and insurance agents and agronomists and nutritionists and veterinarians. And at the end of the day, rural firefighters were really kind of this highly esteemed group of people in the farm community where they believe that farmers believe that firefighters have safety knowledge. They know how to take safety seriously in terms of a program. And three, they trust these firefighters so that they would actually make some improvements to their farm and their homes based upon a firefighter's recommendation. And so that was kind of the premise that we started with. And then from there, we kind of built a program that suited firefighters' training, but also gave them some tools so they didn't have to do a lot of education about farm safety.
So tell us about the tools and training that the program offers.
What I'll start with is what we're training the firefighters to do. We give them 4 to 5 modules of learning in a 1-day practicum. And so we take these rural firefighters, and it's not just confined to firefighters. There are EMTs and nurses and some other folks that come to the trainings. But we walk them through, one, what's the problem? So we give them the numbers and the kinds of fatalities and injuries we're seeing on farms, so they take the topic seriously. And when you get a group of firefighters in a room and you talk about all the different stories they have from responses, you can realize how dangerous the environment can be when you get everyone talking about every time they've had to go to an incident. So that's a really powerful, and we usually start with that in the beginning of the day. Then we move on to farm mapping, and that's where we encourage fire departments to make pre-plans for farm responses. These are closed residences. They're not public buildings or businesses in town where fire departments have right-of-way to map these places. And so we encourage them to build relationships with their farmers so they can pre-map these farms where water is located, where electrical shutoffs are, where explosive material might be held, such as fuel or fertilizer, as well as where the residence is and where the bridges are, so that they can build a response to protect the firefighter as they respond to the incident on the farm. From there, we move to another module where we do safety analysis, and that's where we use saferfarm.org. And it builds on this really basic model of scoring things on farms that may cause incidents in the future, such as tractors with no PTO guards or roll bars, exposed wiring in barns, chemicals low to the ground, unorganized. Those kinds of things can all be scored. And these firefighters can either do it for themselves so they can kind of anticipate what kind of incidents they might see on this farm. They can also share the report with the farmer, saying, and normally these firefighters know each other, so it kind of sounds like, hey, Frank, I'd rather not pull you out of the ditch. Let's talk about a roll bar for your tractor. So that's the kind of safety analysis module. The last one is farm first aid, and that's where we train these firefighters to teach first aid, but teach it in a way that the farmer feels is recognizable. So if you're instructing compound fractures, you're doing it because you've had a 12-year-old fall off the ladder of a silo. And then you go through the order of operations of how you treat a compound fracture, and then you punctuate the learning with, well, what would have prevented this from happening? Well, if we would have had a harness system or a cage, or if we would have had an age limit on who can go up on this ladder on this farm. These are kind of instances and examples that we can use to get the farmer and the firefighter connected and on the same page with the risks and hazards on the farm. So what I would say is that farms that want to be involved, get connected with your fire department and motivate them to either take our training or just get familiar with your farm. I think that a farmer going to the fire department and creating a pre-plan, looking around at what might cause a fire or a medical incident on your farm with the folks that are going to be responding to it, that's a step in the right direction.
We're out of time now, Casper, but we'll continue more next week with Casper Bendixson from the National Farm Medicine Center, brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.